Ross in the morning radio program. Thank you for being with us. The final Friday of January. It's a good news, bad news thing. Good news, that's right. January is almost in the rear view mirror. We're closer to warmer days. And the bad news, February is next, which means what? Absolutely nothing in the world of weather, as it should be cold. It should be the dog days of summer. But I know some of you have one eye on Valentine's Day or one eye on the Super Bowl or one eye on spring break. Yeah, it all gets moving pretty quickly. Thanks for being with us this morning as we get into hour number two. A big shout out to Chuck Crabb, as we always do. Rod Holloway joining us in hour number one to help get you started on what should be a very, very nice Friday and a pretty good weekend overall. 40 gets us started here at WGCL on our way to 56 this afternoon. Sunshine, 0% chance of rain. Well, that's pretty good for a January Friday. So get out and enjoy it. Not many of those hanging out here in the next couple of weeks. Tonight down to 43, 60% chance of rain. So if you're leaving high school hoops, we'll be at North tonight. Franklin Central at North. North looking for their first Conference Indiana win. Make sure you've got a umbrella jacket with you just in case. But it says here the light rain is not going to develop until later, so maybe that won't be a big deal. Saturday, morning rain is light. That's the good news. 49 will eventually be the high on Saturday, but we cool off on Saturday night down to 30. Sunday, 50 again. Partly cloudy skies. That's good stuff. And then you can look at next week's forecast as we get back into the 30s early in the week. We have one day that sticks out in the good way, and then we get cold again. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com. We told you about Franklin Central and North tonight. Terry Stoltz will join us in 30 minutes, well, about 25 minutes, to get us a preview of all of our high school games tonight. He'll join me on the call. He'll present Chalk Talk just after 7 o'clock with Coach Jason Spear, and we'll have the call from this Conference Indiana matchup at the Tom McKinney Court coming up just after 7:30. Tomorrow morning, Reds Caravan at the College Mall, 9:30 to 11. Meet Marty Brenneman, Billy Hamilton, Gapper the mascot. The Reds always bring a bunch of free goodies for you as well. Get your picture taken, get your autographs, the whole nine yards. Free event at the College Mall. Then we'll have Virginia Duke top five basketball from the ACC at 1:45. Pro Bowl 2:30 on Sunday and Sunday night. 7 days until Sunday. That will be each night getting you ready. The stories, the participants, the legends that made up and make up Super Bowl champions leading into Super Bowl 52 next Sunday again. 2 p.m. Sunday, February 4th, Super Bowl 52, U.S. Bank Stadium from Minneapolis, right here on WGCL. I'm tired of talking this morning, so we're going to bring in our good friend, Dr. Dave Piller. He's going to help us out. The Jackson Creek principal joins us on a Friday. What brings you to town this morning?
Good morning, Glass. How are you?
Good morning, and you've got a big program tonight. You and the Minister of Culture. I don't want to leave that out. It's the Bloomington Review starting at 6 p.m. You've got some do-gooders on the air tonight, don't you?
Yeah, he's got the folks from United Way are on there. Effort and Trent Deckard are both on there to talk about United Way programming and some good information about all the ways people can help this time of year and all year round.
Exactly right. And they have help for you, too. Some tax preparation that will help if you have some friends that perhaps need an assistance with that, no problem. We can do that. And Efrat Pfefferman, she's only been there for a few months, but, boy, they're rolling along. You saw in today's paper, they're up over the $1.2 million mark, I believe it is, in donations.
About
so
that.
Great for them and a pillar of our community. Yes, pun intended. Pun definitely intended this morning. What's happening, my man?
Hey, we've got some big news we're excited about.
Big news.
Big news. Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame is going to be partnering with WGCL and Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. And on Wednesday, February 7th, coming up, Glass, gosh, in less than 2 weeks, we are going to be, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame will be a featured guest, I guess, if you will, on In the Zone with you and Dave. And we will be at Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse to announce the 2018 class for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
Outstanding. And how many participants have made this year's cut?
This year, just like every other year, we're going to have 6 athletes with Monroe County roots, then 2 coaches, and then a humanitarian and a contributor. So really excited for this year's class. Another, you know, I think after being on the committee a couple years now and getting to go through the process, it truly is an amazing process. It starts with, probably 40 or 45 people that have either been nominated or have been uncovered, if you will. You know, you think, look at last year's class, John Adams, the Bloomington High School basketball coach, played on the school's first basketball team in 1911. Well, when you have a committee and a board of folks on the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, like you do with Joe Smith and Bob Hamill and Lynn Hauser and Kit Klingelhofer, you have the best when it comes to historians as far as sports in the state of Indiana, certainly in our county, Indiana University, and all those sorts of connections as well. So we have a great group this year going in. Again, 6 athletes, 2 more coaches, a humanitarian, and a local contributor to Monroe County Sports.
Now, explain to people the process here and how these get pared down. Is there a ranking system, a grading scale? Is it based on? Tell us a little bit how the sausage is made. It's not always, you know, people don't always want to know that, but I find it fascinating because, number one, we have all these people to choose from right here in little old Monroe County.
Yeah, I think the catch is if you go back and you kind of take a look at the inaugural class of Monroe County, you know, you're looking at Jade Butcher from the Rose Bowl team and Jennifer Brinegar, Olympic swimmer, Stacey Martin, multiple-time national champion in track and field, you know, Beth Morgan, Dave Volz, an Olympian as well. It's amazing. And you think, oh my gosh, you have all of these folks, you know, are you going to run out? Well, the second class got us Rex Grossman and Steve Kinzer, Tom McKinney and J.R. Holmes, George Taliaferro as a humanitarian award winner. And then even as recently as last year, you know, you've got Mark Litz, Corey Martin, again, national champion at Auburn, Jennifer Worthen, state champion cross-country runner, Ralph Siebold, multiple championships over at North, and our contributor last year was Jerry Yegley, because you wouldn't have youth soccer in Bloomington if it wasn't for the seeds that he planted out at Karst, probably literally as well, to help grow soccer in our community. So the idea that you can keep adding class after class after class of athletes, and this year's class I think is fun. Without giving you too many details, because you have some younger folks that are just now eligible.
That's a clue.
And so the eligibility, and I don't have it sitting in front of me from our bylaws, but I believe you have to be 30 years old, and I believe it has to be at least 10 years since you graduated high school. I think that's the criteria as far as the age. We don't. You know, we don't turn around and put someone in the year after they graduate high school. So there's a little bit of a waiting period on that as well. But that's what's fun, because every year, you know, we talked about, you just saw in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
I was just going to ask you exactly about that.
You know, Chipper Jones becomes eligible and boom, he's in the first year. And then you go back and you see someone like Jack Morris, I think, that's going in, that has to be put in on the Veterans Committee because he's been eligible for more than 15 years. And I think that same sort of thing happens, and you ask how the sausage is made. Well, I would describe it as passionate. I think is the best way, because you have board members that through their association, perhaps with the school or firsthand experience coaching for, playing under, playing for, those sorts of things. You have people that can tell a story, and our board members are absolutely fabulous at telling the stories of these athletes. Again, not only from the perspective of the journalist and the historians, but also from coaches, from athletic directors, from administrators, from community members. And I think, you know, you talked about Steinsville and John Baker. You know, John Baker lives and breathes Steinsville. And so he can tell you all of those things that happened there and the impact that some of those folks have had. And it's a fun group, and people really start talking about who we believe should be in there. We try to balance it out. You know, we certainly look for a balance. We don't want to put 6 North, you know, football players in the same year necessarily. But we certainly, you know, have to go from North, from South, from Bloomington High School, Edgewood, Ellettsville High School, University, Unionville, Steinsville.
Well, you know, that's interesting you bring that up, because not everybody, what are the qualifications for, I don't want to say, is it residency? Is that the word I'm looking for? Could you be an IU person? Talk about how the county wraps all around that.
Well, see, you know, the IU part is tricky, because obviously Indiana University is a huge part of Monroe County and its history, but we try to have the athletes as Monroe County participants, you know, having come from one of the high schools or one of the middle schools or having coached at those schools. You know, J.R. Holmes, of course, is from Tunnelton and Lawrence County, and Tom McKinney is from Columbus. But both of those guys are in as coaches because of the impact they made here at Bloomington South and Bloomington North, respectively. So that's kind of what you're looking for in that direction. But as far as athletes, the expectation is that they were here in Monroe County. And again, that's why Victor Oladipo will likely not be in the Monroe County Sports
Hall.
Well,
that's kind of what I wanted you to explain, yeah. Because some people, again, and that's why this is that you have to have the tie to the county has to run a little bit deeper than just passing through for a couple of years at
the
collegiate level.
And that's why we have this contributor in the Humanitarian Award, because, again, Jerry Yeagley is not from Bloomington, Indiana. But my goodness,
he's been here a while.
The things he's done to help sports in this county is why he was what's the equivalent of a slam dunk in soccer glass?
A header in extra time.
How about that?
There you go.
He was a header in extra time. I can sound like I know what I'm talking about with soccer.
He was a header in extra time
when it came to being a contributor. So, you know, that's the story we get to tell and the people that help us tell this story. So it is. This organization, really, although sports is our arena, it's about the history of our great community, and that's a part of it. I'm not from here. You know, I'm from Ohio, so I enjoy this because I, as a former history teacher, I learn.
You weren't at the Battle of Bull Run. You still knew who fought it and won it. We can do that. That's completely.
Yep.
Dr. Dave Piller is our guest this morning. He's the principal at Jackson Creek, serves on the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Committee as well. Let's get down to the important things. The induction ceremony is usually in July. Are we going to do the same kind of angle this year as well?
It is, Glass, and an easy one to remember. Friday the 13th, Friday, July 13th. How about that?
Break a leg, yeah.
Yeah, Friday, July 13th, we will be at the Monroe Convention Center yet again. Tickets will be $50 this year, so $50 will get you access to the reception, to a wonderful dinner, and then to really what's a spectacular night of storytelling and honoring those that have made sports history here in Monroe County. So, excited about that, and as always, there will be a meet and greet prior to that for folks to come in and get autographs, get pictures, and what I've seen over the last couple of years, it's just a great opportunity for some fellowship, and you know, just because we'll have a 10-member class there, several members are deceased, but 10 members will be inducted, former Hall of Famers, former or past inductees, current Hall of Famers, but past inductees, I guess is how you'd say it,
will
certainly also be in attendance as well. So it's a great opportunity to catch up with them. They're back to support these folks that are going in this year, and that's what's exciting is this network continues to grow, and this being our eighth class going in. So.
Are we going to see all the memorabilia as well? Isn't that one of the big highlights of the pre-party, so to speak?
Yeah, that as far as the meet and greet goes, I think describing it doesn't do it justice.
No, because you think it's a handshake line. It's almost like a mini museum that lands in the foyer.
John Baker and his family and some of the board members basically do just that. It's this roadshow that he comes in and sets up meticulously that truly honors sports and sports history in Monroe County. I mean, there are scorecards and scorebooks and programs from the teens and 20s that are just so interesting to take a look at. You're truly talking about things that are 100 years old that have been preserved and preserved well. And again, it's cool to see the university high school letter jackets and those things like that that are there, as well as, you know, we've Corey Martin brought his medals and such from last year, and of course the past Olympians had brought their gold medals and, you know, Super Bowl footballs and just all that stuff. So I think you're going to get that's just, again, more part of the charm of this of the actual induction night, which is Friday, July 13th at the Monroe Convention Center.
Now, just to put this in perspective, last year when you guys had your ceremony, this isn't like 50, 75 people. This is hundreds and hundreds of people here. You can't have it anywhere else besides the convention center.
No, the number's about, you know, give or take, it's pretty close to 400 people in the room. And it's
a lot of chicken.
Again, It is a lot of chicken, and it's not just family members. It truly is. We want to make sure that people from the community know that they are invited to be a part of this celebration because it's not just for families. Because, you know, athletes, musicians, and those people, their contact and they extend beyond just their family. They're meaningful to others. And so if you had the opportunity to see some of these folks compete, or they were your neighbor when they were growing up down the street, or you read about them in the Herald Telephone or the Herald Times, it's a great opportunity to come out and celebrate them and reconnect or just be around this. It's a cool event, Glass. And we really appreciate WGCL's partnership in this and helping us promote this event. And I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to get back on with you prior to this Friday, the 13th of July. But again, next Wednesday, 12 days from now, so February 7th, coming up at Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. Once again, want everyone to know that they're invited to that as well.
It's open to the public.
This is open to the public, no charge for the event. Obviously, Bobby's will have their full menu and full bar that evening for folks to take part in the famous salad bar, the steaks and the libations over there at the Colorado Steakhouse. But yeah, and you can probably do a better job telling the details, but we'll go on shortly after 6 o'clock
An hour
on
of
the
power.
Air until 7.
We'll hear from, and obviously you and I will get together and talk about all those extra details, but obviously we'll hear from you, Kit Klingelhofer. Kit's still president, even in his retirement?
Yeah, Kit is our president, does a fantastic job, and he'll join you and Dave and me on air for a little bit. David Hayes, I know Hot Rod was on earlier today, but can't say enough about David Hayes and CFC being the title sponsor for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. David will join us on air that night, and then I know Angelo Pizzo. I talked to Angelo earlier in the week. He will be with us on
Great.
Air. So that'll
Star
be exciting.
Star-studded and, lineup.
Yeah, then we will have we've got confirmation from at least two of the 2018 class that we'll have on with us on the air as well to talk to them. And I know you saw on ESPN they had Vladimir Guerrero waiting for the phone.
Waiting by the phone. Jim Thome waiting by the phone.
Well, and you know the heartbreak that as a Cubs fan that Ron Santo unfortunately went through year after year waiting for that call. And unfortunately he was inducted posthumously to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. But I can tell you that these folks, when they got the call, our board members divided up and call out and let these folks know. There's some sincere excitement. This is some validation and for really nice careers that are, some of them are still ongoing, but others that really made a great contribution to Monroe County sports.
Well, we're excited to hear who they are going to be. We'll do it again. Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse, Wednesday, February 7th from 6 to 7 p.m. Join us there. And we want to remind folks as well, July 13th, Friday, that is the banquet and ceremony at the Monroe Convention Center. Don't forget the meet and greet is open to the public. That's free. You don't have to have a ticket for that. So if you have other things going on in your busy life where you can't stay for dinner, you can always come by and check that out. That is a free event as well.
Yeah.
So
and free on the 7th too, Glass. Free on February 7th.
It is.
Come out and you'll be able to get some pictures and maybe even an autograph or two from some of the folks that will be there as well. And that'll be a neat opportunity to have a great meal and support the organization and a great partner.
Heck,
so we're excited about all that.
Get to meet some of the board members too. You've got some people that sometime down the road will probably be in as contributors as well from the from the other side of the street.
No question at all.
It's a great idea that has come to fruition, that has been pondered over, put together over plenty of sweat. And the plenty of sweat equity that goes into this. What year are we at? What class are we at? I always feel bad asking.
This is class number 8.
Okay.
Number 8.
So I figured I remember the 10th one. But I know we were getting close. We're closer to 10 than we are 5. I know that.
Yeah, 2011 was the inaugural class of actually 12. But ever since then, it's gone down to 6 athletes, 2 coaches, and again, the humanitarian and the contributor. So
I like the balance. Mick Schaff.
That's it. McShoff.wordpress.com, Glass. The website was transitioned to a WordPress-hosted site to make it a little bit more user-friendly and much cleaner. And so appreciate the effort of the board members that have been doing that. But McShoff, McShoff.wordpress.com, will take you to a little bit of the history about the organization, let you read up on all of the past inductees. And also what's kind of cool, Glass, is the scholarship winners every year at our event at the induction in July. we pass out some decent checks to.
Yeah, those are great checks. What are you talking about? Decent checks? That's a great job.
I know what you make over there at WGCL,
that's right.
So I'm going to call them decent. So it's pocket change for you.
That's
you
why
large
I'm calling them great.
Personalities. But no, two athletes from North, South, and Edgewood. So six total athletes are given some scholarship checks as well. So the folks that come to our events that support this organization, we want them to know that the money is going to certainly reputable and positive causes here in our community.
That's exactly right. Giving back, just like a lot of these inductees have given back over the years. And we will hear the full list coming up Wednesday, February 7th from 6 to 7, Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. The event is free and open to the public. And come by and say hello. I know you got to get back to school. Have a great weekend. Let me know about that county tournament that you're going to be hosting. We'll get those.
Big boys basketball, 7th and 8th grade at Tri-North and at Edgewood tomorrow morning. So legends will be made and hearts will be broken, Glass.
Future Hall of Famers on display, perhaps.
And that's what's fun, could be.
Perhaps, yep. Let me know about those results. We'll get them out there Monday morning.
All right. Thanks,
thanks
buddy. I'll see you on Sunday at the Hall.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's right. Big game, Purdue in town. Dr. Dave Piller.
Right,
oh, I'm nervous. 16 in a row for the Boilermakers. That's a pretty good outfit. Well, we thank Dr. Dave for being with us. We'll hear more from him. Kit Klingelhofer and some of the other board members as we announce that class again. A week from Wednesday, February 7th, 6 to 7. It's a special edition of In the Zone. It'll be the Monroe County Hall of Fame class announcement program for you. And obviously, we'll remind you of those details moving forward.